Imagine a stone egg, perfectly formed after absorbing the essence of heaven and earth for countless eons, hatching to reveal a monkey whose eyes shoot golden beams reaching the palace of the pole star. This extraordinary creature, soon to be named Sun Wukong, would transform from mountain king to immortal troublemaker through sheer determination and audacity. After finding a teacher in the patriarch Subodhi, Wukong masters 72 transformations and the cloud somersault technique that carries him 108,000 miles in a single leap. Returning to Flower Fruit Mountain, he defeats monsters, acquires a magical iron rod that weighs 13,500 pounds, and boldly erases all monkey names from the underworld's register of death. This act of cosmic defiance marks just the beginning of Wukong's journey from clever primate to legendary immortal. His boundless confidence and supernatural abilities set the stage for a confrontation with heaven itself, a rebellion that would echo through Chinese mythology for centuries to come. The Jade Emperor attempts to tame Wukong by offering him a position in heaven's magnificent realm of green glazed tiles and jade battlements. When Wukong discovers his lowly stable assignment as Bon Horseplague, he rebels, declaring himself the Great Sage equal to heaven. Heaven grants this empty title to appease him temporarily. Unsatisfied, Wukong crashes the Grand Festival of Immortal Peaches, immobilizes the seven immortal maidens, gorges on delicacies, drinks Lao Zi's golden elixir, and flees. Heaven's response? An army with 18 cosmic nets fails against Wukong's magical duplicates. After Heaven's mightiest warriors fall, the Jade Emperor summons Buddha. The arrogant monkey challenges Buddha. If he can leap out of Buddha's palm, Heaven must surrender to him. Confident in his cloud somersault, Wukong soars to what he believes is existence's edge, marked by five massive pillars. He urinates at one pillar and carves his name on another before returning to claim victory. The shocking revelation, he never left Buddha's palm. The pillars were merely Buddha's five fingers. With a simple turn, Buddha transforms his fingers into the Five Phases Mountain, imprisoning Wukong beneath it. A Sanskrit mantra seals the mountain, and for five centuries, Wukong remains trapped, fed iron pellets and molten copper by earth spirits, a confinement that transforms the chaos-sowing rebel into a disciplined spiritual warrior. In the mortal realm, imperial scholar Chan Guangru marries Minister Yin's daughter Wen Zhao. While traveling to his new post, boatmen murder Guangru and force Lady Yin to become their wife. The pregnant Lady Yin gives birth and places her son on a river plank with a letter explaining his origins. Rescued by Abbot Faming, the child named River Float and later Xuanzang becomes a monk. At 18, learning his origins, Xuanzang reunites with his mother and grandmother, miraculously restoring the latter's sight. With imperial help, they capture his father's murderers, and through supernatural means, Guangru's soul returns to his body, reuniting the family. Years later, Emperor Tong Taizong encounters the underworld after failing to save a dragon king. Witnessing hell, he returns and convenes a grand mass for the dead. During this ceremony, a verse urges seeking sublime scriptures of the West that can redeem damned spirits. Xuanzang volunteers for this dangerous journey, vowing to return with the true scriptures or face eternal damnation. Setting out from Chang'an, Tripitaka, formerly Xuanzang, becomes lost and is captured by ogres before divine intervention saves him. He discovers Sun Wukong imprisoned beneath Five Phases Mountain and frees him by removing Buddha's seal. Wukong immediately pledges loyalty as his first disciple, demonstrating remarkable abilities by transforming his iron rod and slaying a tiger. At Mr. Gao Village, they encounter Zhu Gonglie, the former Marshal of Heavenly Reeds, banished for misconduct with the Moon Goddess. Upon learning of their sacred mission, he surrenders and joins as the second disciple, Eight Rules, Baje. At Flowing Sand River, they battle another monster, the incarnate curtain-raising captain who becomes Tripitaka's third disciple, Shamonk. With his three powerful disciples and a white horse, a transformed dragon, Tripitaka continues his westward pilgrimage toward Buddha's sacred mountain. What separates true spiritual seekers from mere travelers? The answer lies in how they face life's inevitable trials. The pilgrims encounter numerous tests, revealing their character and worthiness. At Pagoda Mountain, the Crow's Nest Chan Master offers Tripitaka the Heart Sutra, 54 sentences explaining emptiness and non-duality. At Yellow Wind Ridge, a monster captures Tripitaka using deception, and Wukong's rescue attempt fails against the creature's wind that scatters the cosmos, requiring divine intervention. The pilgrims also face moral temptations. When offered wealth and women by a widow, Tripitaka maintains virtue while Eight Rules succumbs to lust, only to discover the encounter was an illusion created by bodhisattvas to teach about attachment. At Five Villages Abbey, the disciples' greed emerges when they steal rare ginseng fruits that grant longevity. Through each trial, the pilgrims gradually overcome their flaws. Wukong's pride, Eight Rules' gluttony and lust, Shamonk's violence, and Tripitaka's naivety, transforming from sinners into a unified team ready for challenges ahead. When the mind is pure, it shines forth as a solitary lamp, and when the mind is secure, the entire phenomenal world becomes clarified. With these words, Wukong reveals the novel's deeper meaning, a profound spiritual allegory about enlightenment. Each character represents aspects of human consciousness. Tripitaka symbolizes the vulnerable human spirit. Wukong represents the clever but unruly mind. Eight Rules embodies bodily desires. And Shamonk represents steadfast will. The journey itself metaphorically depicts the path to enlightenment. Mountains symbolize spiritual difficulties. Rivers represent desires that must be crossed. Demons personify negative emotions and attachments. When Shamonk asks about the distance to Thunderclap Temple, Wukong's response, 108,000 miles, carries symbolic meaning, as this equals the distance of one cloud somersault. This paradox of vast distance yet immediate traversal embodies Chan Buddhism's teaching that enlightenment occurs in an instant when the mind is properly cultivated. Haven't we all sought wisdom externally while overlooking knowledge within ourselves? This irony defines the pilgrim's journey. Despite Tripitaka's mastery of thousands of classics and sutras, he remains dull of mind, unable to learn from experiences. Meanwhile, Sun Wukong emerges as the true Chan adept, repeatedly teaching his master the Heart Sutra that Tripitaka recites without understanding. When Tripitaka complains about sensory disturbances, Monkey reminds him, "You have forgotten the sentence about no eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, or mind. This is called the extermination of the six robbers." This inversion of the traditional master-disciple relationship reveals a profound insight. True wisdom comes not from rote learning, but from direct experience and intuitive understanding. The quest for physical scriptures ironically demonstrates that ultimate teaching cannot be found in texts, but must be realized within one's mind. Like Tripitaka, we often seek answers outside ourselves, not realizing that profound truths already reside within, waiting only for us to quiet our minds enough to hear them.